Hey there, welcome to another GIMP tutorial, and this is just going to show how I create these little 3D images using GIMP. I did it with another program and somebody asked if I could do a tutorial to show how it's done with GIMP, and this is how I do it. There's many ways to do this. This one here, I used a selection to create the frame by just adding a border to the selection with a feather, and this one has a solid border as you can see. So we'll just go ahead and create this, and we'll do File, New, and I'll just make it 500. And by 500, click OK. Now we have a blank screen. I'm going to go to this one so I can get my original image from here and hide these. And you see that one. And this is the original image. So I'm going to select all. Then I'm going to edit, copy. I'm going to go to this layer. And then I'm going to edit. And I'm going to paste it as a new layer. And there's the image we'll use. And I'm going to grab my move tool, which is already selected here. And I'm going to just kind of move it down a little bit. First, I'm going to turn off this boundary layer by going to View, Show Boundary Layer, get rid of that. I find it annoying. And then I'm going to just drag out a ruler by left-clicking in this area and drag my ruler to the area that I want to stick out. You can put it wherever you want it. It doesn't really matter. And then we grab the Path tool and we begin putting points on this edge and around the area we want to keep. And we're going to tweak these points and make them look a little better after we add them. And this is just to create a path around our area that we want to keep. And you can just put your points wherever you think they should be. Come over here. And when you get to this edge, you want to come a little bit below your image and come outside your image here and outside it here and then come over here. And when you get back here, you basically want to left click and drag this one on top of the first one to close your path. Just turn that off for a second. Now with our path tool still selected, what you want to do before you make your selection is you want to hold control and zoom in, or you can use the plus key on your keyboard. And then you want to just kind of tweak these little edges to make sure that they look right when you cut your image out. And as you drag an edge, your handles pop out and you can fine-tune the edges and make them look the way you want. And the little squares are the handles, so you can adjust your edge using the handle or just dragging the line, whichever is most convenient at the moment. And I'm doing this fairly quickly just to, give you the general idea. And you just grab these handles, that's your path, and you just put it around where you think it should be. And then just go down, and that looks okay, so I can just adjust in here a little bit. Grab this handle and fix that. Make the knee come out a little bit, and grab here. And as you grab the line, the handle will pop out. It can actually adjust your curve any way you like. And if you're not familiar with the path tool, you should, play around with it and get to learn how to use it, because it's really, in my opinion, the best selection tool. Oops, I actually added a new node, so let's undo that. We don't want an extra node, we just want to fix the one we have. And just fix it in here. And each side, each handle on each side of your line is going to adjust that side of the line. So you can kind of really make your edges any way you want. And pull this around his foot. And now that looks okay for this. So we'll just leave it like that. I'm going to hold Control and zoom out. And now I will go to Select from Path. And there's my selection. And you notice it selects over here, this side. So I can go to Edit and Clear. And now I cut out that piece. And what I want to do is, while I'm on this layer, excuse me, I'm going to duplicate it, and then I'm going to invert that selection by going to Select, Invert. Now it selected the arm and all of this side, okay? And the reason I did that, excuse me, is to quickly add the shadow. So I can grab my paintbrush and make sure I'm on this back layer here, the bottom one, and then I can just paint in. Now I can't see it because this is on, so you can turn that off if you need to. And you can, be as neat or as sloppy as you want here, because you're not really going to worry about seeing this as a shadow. It's only going to be this side. So just kind of paint over the edge area here and give you a shadow. And it's a little sloppy, so forgive me. But if you take a little more time, you can make it as neat as you want. All right, so we have this here as a shadow. You can rename this if you want to, or you can leave it. But basically, I would go to Filter, Blur, Gaussian Blur, give it a little bit of a blur, and you see the whole image. But we only really want to focus on this, and we can drop it down a little. Maybe 5 is fine. All right, so we're not worried about this side. We just want this side here. All right, so now we can go Select None. And now with this one below, if you do that, turn that off, and we want to move this a little to put the shadow in its place. So you want to grab your move tool, but you want to make sure you click on an area with information, because if you click on a transparent area, it'll pick up this background. So if I were to click here and drag, you notice it's moving the background. And now when I touch the actual picture, it moves that, so I'm going to Control Z. So just make sure you're clicking on an area within the image. And I'm going to put this one back on now so I can see where I'm moving it. Oops, it popped back up there. So I want to make sure we have the right area. And just kind of adjust your shadow wherever you think it should be. And then when you lower your opacity, you'll see your shadow come through a little bit better. Let's say we're happy with that. Okay. Now, the only thing here is if you notice, we have this little edge here on our layer here. So you can quickly, if you want to, you can actually grab the paintbrush and paint it out. I mean, eraser, excuse me, just erase it out and get rid of that if you wanted to. And now we have our layer with our shadow, so we can right click on our top layer, merge it down, and we have one complete layer. And if we go down to this layer, I can drag my ruler out the way because I don't need it anymore. And we have our basic image. And while we're on this layer, we can go to our selection here and the rectangle select, excuse me, and just draw around the area we want to make our frame in. And let's say that's where we want it. Now, the one way to do it, if you go select border, it'll automatically add a border. I click feather, and you do like that, and it gives you a border, and you can just paint in a border. And that's one quick and easy way. You just kind of paint in that border. And when you do this way, what you're going to need to do, paint that in, and get that all in there. And because we did it on the bottom layer, we don't really have to worry about erasing the parts of the body that's supposed to go over the layer, which is really quick and handy. So that's one way to do it. And the other way, let's undo that and select none. The other way is you can grab that same rectangle tool and drag it over. And the other way, you can just go to edit, stroke your selection, and you can pick, how thick you want it to be, if you want it a little thicker. And whatever color is here is going to be the color of the stroke. So if you wanted it to be a different color, you would change that first. Let's say we want it to be like a gold. And click OK. And put this up to 15 and click OK. And then you have a gold border. Okay. But again, it's going to automatically go over because this is behind. So it kind of gives you that effect. And you would need to fix a couple of areas. All right. So say that's the one you wanted to use. And you click select none, and then you zoom in a little bit because right here we don't want the shadow to be on top of our frame. So you can just grab this here and go up to here. Make this brush a little smaller. And so if I just go right in here, I can hold shift and just pull it up. So I'm gonna actually zoom in a little more, and now we'll just put it where it needs to be. About right there, and just kind of paint that out and check the arm. And again, under the arm here, we don't want that shadow there, so we would probably just come in here, left click, hold shift, come over here, come down, and just clean up the little shadow because the shadow would be behind the frame more than likely. I guess I'm not good with shadow, so and let's zoom out. Kind of sloppy, but that's okay. All right, so we have our general picture with our frame, and we can. Actually, I'm going to just duplicate this just to make sure I don't mess up. And I'm going to turn that one off. I'm going to right click here. I'm going to merge down. Now I have my background with my picture in it. And I'm going to just grab this rectangle select tool. And I'm going to go right outside of my image and select it all. And then I can make my adjustments with these edges. Just do that. And then grab the perspective tool, click on it. And now I can just adjust this however I want my picture to be slanted. And let's say we're happy with that. Click transform. Now, when you transform it, you're going to get a floating layer. Actually, I'm going to undo that to make it a little bit easier. I'm going to undo the merge. Let me just undo that. That's one way to do it, but let me just go in here. I'm going to go to select and I'm going to click in here. And that's on this layer here. And I'm going to click inside of it. If we turn this off, you notice there's nothing there. Make sure we're on add or hold shift and click in here. Then I'm going to go to color and I'm going to go alpha to select, color to alpha, excuse me, and click OK. And that's going to make it a little easier. You can do it the other way, but when you do it this way, there's one less step. So merge that down and we'll select none. And we have our same image. I have a little bit of a white edge there, but that's okay for this. You would clean yours up a little bit better. Now let's grab that rectangle tool and drag over our image here and just pull it up. And what I did is by removing the white, because you can do the transform with the white, already on or add it later. If you do it with it on, you have to remove some of the white that's left behind. So that's why I chose to change and do it this way. Go to perspective, click it, and now again, just drag your picture and grab these little corner handles and just kind of set it up however you want it to be. And I guess that looks okay for this tutorial. And let's say we like that, and now it's transformed. So now you don't have to worry about the white areas on the outside. That's all I did. Kind of crooked, but that's okay. Now it is a floating layer, so you do need to anchor it by clicking this little button, and that kind of sets it in place. So now when you turn it on, turn that off, you see the original is still standing straight, and now below it we have the tilted one. So if you wanted a white layer behind this now, you can just go to New Layer. And you can fill it with white and click OK. Now it pops up above it. Whenever you add a layer, it always pops up above. So you can just go down to these little arrows and put it behind it. And now you have your same image. If you wanted to add text, you just click your text and just do got game or something. I don't know. But because I have white, my letters, you can't see them. But if I highlight them and I change this color, and let's just change it to, I don't know, maybe change it to a gold and click OK. And now, in order to increase the font size, you have to keep it selected and just type in a new font size here. Pretty big. And you can change your font. You can just type in a letter, it'll bring up all of your fonts under that letter. So let's just pick any one here. And let's say we like that. Now we can. Here's our text layer here, which actually I would probably want it on top, but that's okay. And what I can do now is I can right click on my text layer and do alpha to selection, and that's going to select that. I'm going to add a new layer, and I'm going to add a transparent layer. Click OK. And the reason I add transparent is because I don't want to have all the white around the letters. And now I'm going to just increase my selection a little bit by growing it. And I'll grow it about 3 pixels, and you see it gets bigger. Make sure you're on your new layer above your text. And then let's add some color in there. I'll just make a big brush, huge brush. Just kind of go over it. And if we turn this off, you can see the letters back there. So now I'm going to just move this layer. Actually, before I do that, I'll do the filter blur and then Gaussian blur, and we'll blur out the. This is going to be our little shadow, so we'll just blur it out a little bit. And then we'll lower the opacity. It looks a little weird now, but let's just drop this behind our gold letters. And now you see it comes out like that. And you can play around with the opacity. You grab your move tool. So I'm going to grab the move tool. Make sure you're on the letters, because if I'm not on the letters, it will move the layer below. And I'm going to push this up a little. Just trying to match the shadow below, and that might be fine just for this. And now I'm going to merge the two layers. Now they're one. I'm going to select none, and you see it's kind of messy, but I'm going very quickly, so I do apologize. And let's just rotate it a little, click on it, and you have your rotate bar, and just kind of tilt it, I guess. Click OK, and it tilts your letters. Now they popped out of your image, so you can just use your move tool, grab them, and put them wherever you want. And now you got, it kind of looks weird, but now you got some text in there. So you have to play around and just be creative with your work, and you can create your own little images. So that's basically how you do that. So thank you for watching, and have a nice day. Bye bye.